Julie Arthur, she is a fiber artist, and she's in booth two here at the one end of the big to-do here at the Grand Marais Arts Festival. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, let's talk about you. What do you do? What kind of fiber is fiber?
I'm a weaver, and I dye a lot of my own material. I make garments and rugs, and I dye it. I spin a lot of my own wool as well, and it's all hand-woven.
Oh, my goodness. Where is your home base?
My home base is the beautiful west end of Cook County in Tofty, Minnesota.
Actually, I knew that, but I didn't want all that on, I did. That's wonderful. Well, listen, so where do you get the wool? We don't have many sheep farms around here.
No, there are not many sheep farms. Actually, I'll go down and I do a lot with llama alpaca that I pick up from friends who raise alpacas. I will get wool from people that I meet along the way. You know, when you're demonstrating spinning, people come in and say, "Well, I've got some wool. Would you be interested?"
Really? But I don't know about alpaca. Well, is that finer, coarser? What's the difference?
Alpaca is much softer. So if you've got an aversion to wool, go to alpaca. It's also warmer than wool.
Really?
It's soft, luxurious. I've got some alpaca I'm going to be spinning a little bit later. I've got one garment made from alpaca here.
Wonderful. Well, listen, how long have you been doing this?
About 45 years.
Oh, so you must know all about it.
There's always something new to learn all the time. It's, you know, I open up Pinterest. It's going down the rabbit hole with Alice down with Pinterest.
Oh, really?
Find all sorts of different things that people are trying.
Well, listen, do you have some kind of a studio set up to where you got a place you can go and do this? Because you must have an awful lot of stuff laying around.
I have an awful lot of stuff. I have actually, when I moved up here, bought a house that had enough room for a whole studio. I also will be part of the Cook County studio tour this fall.
Oh, really?
And I'll be working with a woman, Mary Jane Huggins, who has the Tall Tale Shop. She and I will be together one of the stops on the tour.
Okay. It used to be, Crossing Borders, I think.
Right. Yeah. And it revived in Cook County. There's about 22 stops, I think, on it this year. Visit Cook County has the maps that people need, and I have some down my booth.
Okay. So is this the first time you've been here at the Arts Festival?
It's about my seventh or eighth year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Have I talked to you before?
You have.
I thought so. I talk to a lot of people, Julie.
I know
and
you do.
Did look familiar, but I wanted you to say it, not me, and then being wrong. Anyway, that's one of the fun things about this is that we do connect with some of the same artists every year and some of the brand new ones. So have you had a chance to go around and see what there is?
I have not. Hopefully I'll be able to later in the day when things slow down or tomorrow morning and get around.
Yeah.
It's hard. I know a lot of the artists who are up here because I do enough art fairs.
Sure.
So,
and you hang out with any of the weavers?
I hang out with the weavers here. I'm very active in the Northwoods Fiber Guild that's here. I think some of those folks are demonstrating over on the lawn of JHP right now.
Right there.
And so the guild also has a show going on at JHP.
Yeah, I managed to get there just the other day, and it's very impressive.
It's a nice show. So our guild is blessed with people with so many incredible interests. And it's a fun, fun group.
Well, we've been speaking with Julie Arthur, and she's a booth too. Pretty easy to find, just down by the Java Moose. And it's really good to talk to you again, even though it was a couple of years, I'm sure. But at any rate, it's always fun to talk. And we do have a really terrific arts community here, and I'm glad that you're a part of it and that you're here at the Grand Marais Arts Festival.
Thank you very much. Well, appreciate it.
Thank you for stopping by.
Take care.